This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started out this morning thinking that after 2 weeks of war and Western sanctions and all the twists and turns of the economic response to the invasion, it might be time for a recap. Which sanctions on which company? What's been cut off and what hasn't? Where the commodities story happens to be and what's left for the West to go after? So we made some calls, reported it out, and it became pretty clear that a better use of our time might be to talk about the guy who's ultimately going to decide what happens and what Vladimir Putin's economic future looks like. So we got Chris Miller on the phone. He's the co-director of the Russia and Eurasia program at the Fletcher School at Tufts. Professor Miller, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So given all that by way of setup, what do you imagine Vladimir Putin's economic policy thoughts are right now?
Well, the Russian leadership is in a real dilemma. They've got a set of financial sanctions that they weren't prepared for and is imposing costs that they'll struggle to deal with. There's two key issues that they face. One is trying to make sure the financial system stays stable and they don't have banking issues or financial markets freezing up domestically. And the second is trying to address the fall in living standards that's going to be caused as prices go up and inflation jumps.
Yeah, so that second thing, how does he do that with central bank and foreign reserves that are frozen, a currency that's fundamentally worthless, dropped by 50%, let's say, a stock market that has not opened, and as soon as it does, it will not be pretty. How does he take care of the Russian populace?
Well, the Russian government is still trying to keep the ruble from falling further, and it does have some resources to do that with. It's not easy, but its ability to do this isn't indefinite because the resources are limited. And so at some point, the Russian government has to simply recognize that living standards are going to fall.
Do you think, so Russia has spent the last, 30-something years making really solid inroads to being a market economy. Do you think that can continue after this country, which is, not a small economy, right? It's number like 11 or something in the world, after it's fundamentally cut off from a huge chunk of the global economy?
Well, the problem that the market economy in Russia faces right now is that a lot of private businesses are essentially being squeezed off from any financing, in many cases squeezed off from their markets. And what's going to remain is largely the state-owned part of the economy. It'll benefit from government support, and also the state-owned part of the economy is in industries that were, generally speaking, less reliant on foreign connections or are in spheres like energy where there's still a fair amount of foreign trade that's possible. It's the rest of the economy that really faced the most difficult outlook over the coming months.
Quantify that for me, would you? I mean, a difficult outlook over the coming months seems, all respect, seems a little sterile, right? It will not be pretty over there.
Well, it won't be pretty. It's really difficult to forecast with any sort of certainty as to how bad it's going to be, in part because we haven't had sanctions like this on a major economy in three quarters of a century. So we're operating in really new territory. And the Russian policymaking elite doesn't know how to deal with it. They're right now improvising for a crisis that they weren't ready to face.
Do you suppose we're headed back to the and look, this is too far a jump, but to the Soviet-ish era days of a command economy over there?
I think that is a reasonable comparison to make. The government's taking more and more direct control of business decisions. It's imposing new restrictions on the flow of capital and on ability of individuals to access their own bank accounts. But I think the other factor that matters on this front is that the Russian economy is going to get more militarized as the government tries to prepare itself for the current war and any future confrontations. And the more the military and the security services play a role in economic policy, the more command methods come to the fore.
Chris Miller, he's at the Fletcher School at Tufts. Professor Miller, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thanks for having me.